contemporary art lives in Indiana, and not just in Indianapolis or Bloomington. Thanks to a couple of ambitious DePaul University graduates, Greencastle boasts an active modern art space that has people talking. Their newest exhibition features works by four Indiana artists, also proving that contemporary artists are living and working right here in Indiana. Annie Corrigan spoke with the director of the gallery and stopped by one of their very well-attended opening receptions.
The Low Road Gallery in Greencastle, Indiana, has taken it upon itself to debunk some myths about contemporary artwork and the Midwesterners who love it.
That, you know, this is in New York and there isn't contemporary art and there isn't a space for something that isn't an oil painting. Not that there's anything wrong with oil paintings. It's just there's this real stereotype about the area.
That's Julie Rooney, the director of the Low Road Gallery. If she sounds young, that's because she is. This 24-year-old founded the gallery 2 years ago with Lucas Schooler when they were both seniors at DePaul University.
So when I curate shows or we bring in artists, we never dumb it down, per se. We just bring in good work and people really respond to it.
Their latest show is the final installment of a 4-part series featuring artists from Indiana. Environments B includes sculptures and ceramics. It was preceded by another sculpture show and then 2 shows featuring 2D works, paintings, and photos. Listening to Rooney talk gives you the impression that they could have programmed 4 additional shows featuring even more local artists.
We wanted to find artists who are, in our opinion, making really interesting work in the area, and there's so many of them. It was really hard to decide who to show.
The gallery is halfway underground, which is how it got its name, Low Road. It was through the generosity of some folks in the arts department at DePaul that they were able to score this prime, albeit quirky, location.
Well, it's a very old building. It's had lots of different things in it, including it used to be, I think, a shoe store for JCPenney when that used to be in Greencastle. And there's just full of things, like there are saddles in the back and an old untuned piano and a printing press. Importantly, it's halfway between the town and the university, and we're pulling audiences from both. So students can walk there. It's only about 5 minutes from the middle of campus. But at the same time, we're right on Greencastle Square, so people know where to find us, and we're working on outreach in both directions.
I come to Low Road often because it's a slightly off-campus destination for DePaul students, where I'm working currently. They do an excellent job of bringing in local and national artwork that often represents a contemporary view. I think it's one of the best outlets for art in the area.
Without further ado, welcome to 2D Beast, where we're showing artists only from around this area in Indiana, just to show that there really is some wonderful contemporary art happening in this area and give you an idea of some of the ideas and thoughts that artists that live close to all of us are thinking about right now. So I don't want to give too much more about the art.
One of the gallery's missions is to facilitate conversations between the artists and the viewers. So they begin every opening with talks by the artists. She sees it as a way to demystify modern art.
Because most people can talk about art, and they do and they want to. It's just you might not have the words that you feel comfortable with yet. So when the artist gives some words, we've had a lot of good response. I remember we had this Russian artist from New York in this big conversation with some people from the community about the role of communism in art and everything. It's been really a great experience.
Okay, so before, does anyone have any questions for any of the artists tonight? There's a lot of things said.
You said your process is very simple. You paint in a very simple manner. I was wondering how that relates to the very intricate design that's on that painting in the front.
The prefabricated image.
Especially there's like a consistent, you know, 7 o'clock on Fridays seems to have like a distinctive vibe to it now in the entire town, like when the openings are going on. So I mean, I think it has a lot more power to change the dynamic of the town rather than just be like an additional gallery setting.
There isn't really a space for art like that in Greencastle. Everyone told us, oh, move to Bloomington, move to Terre Haute, move to Indianapolis. And we're like, well, you know, Greencastle needs something too.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can see works by Indiana artists Kira Norton, Adams Puryear, Sarah Wilson, and Ben Valentine on display at the Low Road Gallery now until April 29th. Find out more about this Green Castle art space on our website, wfiu.org/arts.